Back to the Crazy Agent Podcast, talking to you today about art of networking. We've already talked about how networking is not selling. It's connecting. It's building relationships. When you're having those conversations, it's not about being interesting, but being interested. It's being able to see how you can connect people together. And most importantly, we're going to talk about today is having an attitude of gratitude. Too often I hear people that go to networking events and they lament, oh, I wish, you know, it was better attended. I wish that I had, different people that were there. I wish I had better conversations. I wish there was people that were in my niche, instead of thinking and being grateful for the conversations that they did have. You don't need 150 people there at the networking event if ultimately you just need to have 4 good conversations with people that are serving your niche, and you can build a stronger network, a stronger relationship with them. Also, when you think about the event, you didn't have to organize it. You didn't have to put any thought. You just had to show up. And so you should have an attitude of gratitude the moment that you walked in through those doors, that there was an organizer. Somebody put this together. Thank you so much, Angela, for taking the time to put this together, right? Oh, I had great conversations with Jorge and Raj and June. These were great conversations. One of them's a dental hygienist. Another one is, you know, running a manufacturing business who I might be able to have a conversation with. The other one is an IT professional. IT professionals also talk to business owners. The dental hygienist is a part of a team at a dental office. Maybe there's an opportunity for me to be able to parlay this conversation into introductions to the dental hygienist where they're working, or to the manufacturer owner, and being able to see if I could be of value to them, right? So think of the ways in those after you walk away from that conversation, what can you do to be of value instead of thinking, what's in it for me, right? If I have that mentality again, that what's in it for me, I'm constantly disappointed because I'm looking at it from a selfish perspective. I'm only thinking about, from these conversations, am I getting out what I want, what I need, who I need to be introduced to, the sales I need to make, instead of removing the I and thinking about the we. When it comes to being able to really put together a strong network and strong relationships, I want to have this grateful attitude for the conversations I'm having, the people I'm being introduced to, and the ways at which we can do business together. That attitude of gratitude is going to permeate my attitude, my follow-up, my responses. Because if I walk away from a networking event and the conversations that I had, the 4 business cards that I collected, the people that I don't really think are going to help me get to where I want to go, I'm probably not going to follow up with them. I'm probably not going to connect with them on LinkedIn. And I'm definitely not going to follow up with them in 3 to 4 months. That is one of the biggest Achilles heel for people, is because they've already judged the book by its cover. They've already judged those conversations because they didn't have this attitude of gratitude. If I was grateful for the conversations that I had, then I'm going to treat those people and those connections like people I want to build a relationship with, a business relationship with, and see how we five, or how many people you end up talking to, can build a stronger relationship and be of value to each other, connect each other. And it might not be that I could work with you directly, but maybe you know someone that knows someone, right? So for example, as I'm talking to this IT professional who oftentimes talks to a chief information officer or the CEO, I might not be able to be of value to them, but I know an accountant that specializes in working with technology businesses. That might be a great introduction. So I can make that introduction to June and say, hey, I don't know if this could be of value, but I know this accountant works with a lot of tech companies. That might be worth a conversation you having. And then I leave it at June and that accountant to really start building that relationship. So instead of thinking that I have to give them or introduce everybody in the network that can buy, I'm thinking about ultimately, what do they need and how can I be of value? That's how that attitude of gratitude can really permeate. The question to ask yourself, what's your attitude as you're out there networking? Sherm's out.